Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you jail. Sin City Radio.
Father time was good, dog. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
The next people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Chilling. Liquor store, what's up?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Chilling. Miss Janine, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing good.
All right. Y'all see, we got listeners, so how's all the listeners calling in? Just want to listen. Y'all know if y'all want to talk, press 1. We gladly bring y'all in. Check this out, though. I was watching something last night, man. I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't sleep, so I wound up, don't ask me why I'm watching MTV with my old ass, but I was watching MTV, and it's a show on there called Catfish. Have anybody seen it?
I watched it last night, too, dude.
Everybody don't know what Catfish is. It's this guy, he goes around, I mean, I guess you would send him your what's going on with you. Like if you met somebody over the internet that you know, you really wanted to meet, but the person kept trying to play you off or whatever, you trying to see if the person real or not. And how in the hell do you have an internet relationship for 4 years?
Oh, I mean, no, did you see the one, you missed the one, she was messing with dude for 10 years and ended up being a chick?
Nah, I didn't see that one. I mean, I was dozing in and out. But, I mean, nevertheless, it's just like, honestly, could you actually, okay, let me ask Janine, could you actually just be on the internet with a guy for 4 or 5 years? I mean, and develop a relationship?
No, I wouldn't be able to do that. Mm-mm.
All right, what about you, looking stuff?
Probably not.
No, seriously, this guy, I mean, the guy, he was on there. But now let me tell y'all how the plot thickens. The guy was like, okay, I'm on here. You know, I bet her. Her is a transgender. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, hey, to each his own, you can do whatever you want. So he met a transgender. Now, him and his transgender been off and on. He's been faithful to this transgender for 4 years. For 4 years, he's been faithful. Now, Wick, me and you been knowing each other since we were born, right?
Yep. All
right. Now, I come to you and I tell you, look, man, me and you like brothers, dog. I love you and I know you love me. So I'm going to tell you this. I'm dating somebody. You know, old girl I've been telling you about. Well, she's a transgender. Now, in order for me to tell you that, I got to really be committed to the fact that I'm going to commit myself to a man, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. So the guy goes from Louisiana to Atlanta to meet the transgender.
Wait, did he ever see her? I mean, did they video chat or anything?
Just pictures. They never video chatted, just pictures.
Oh, okay. I just want to get on the same page here.
So now, when he gets there, the transgender comes to the door. Now, the guy, he had been lying about who he was, too. The guy said that he was his cousin, which I found to be real fucked up, because now you're going around making everybody think your cousin is bisexual.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
All right, so the transgender, she looks up and she say, well, you know, that is messed up. And he like, well, and that ain't my real name. My real name is whatever he said his real name was. So she says, okay, that's fucked up, but I can forgive you for that. But now I've been telling a lie too. So he like, well, what lie have you been telling? She's like, I got a 11-year-old daughter. So he kind of looks at her funny like, you know, you got an 11-year-old daughter. Damn. And she was like, and I'm really not a transgender. I'm a real woman.
Huh?
She was like, I'm not a transgender. I'm a real woman. Do you know this motherfucker got mad because she was a woman? He felt betrayed.
What the hell? Wow. Wow.
He was like, I got to think about this. You know, I got to sleep on this. So, ladies, let me ask you. I mean, would you really want to be involved with me if I came there thinking that you was a man? I mean, would you really want to try to have a relationship with me? Look, so would you try to? I mean, would you want a relationship with me?
No, not if I thought, you know, saying that you were. But I'm confused. So the transgender was really a woman.
Yes, a woman the whole time.
And the man was upset that.
That she was
dealing with a woman and not a man.
Yeah, he got upset. He like, oh, I've been betrayed.
No.
Alrighty then. Yeah, he was confused.
Well, no, maybe he's not confused. Maybe he wanted, you know what I'm saying, the mental capacity of a man, but the body of a woman. I don't know. I don't understand how that works anyway.
I don't know. What you think, Janae?
I think he wanted what he wanted, and she lied about what she actually was. And why would you want a man that don't want a woman? I mean, why would you waste all your years on a man that you know don't want a woman? That's crazy.
But now, her thing was that she just wanted a friend. Now, she says she's a lesbian. She says she's a lesbian. She just wanted a friend. She was going through cancer, and she just needed a friend to talk to, so... She went along with it. But now, in the process of it, she said she wound up falling in love with him, and she started sending him money and all this type of stuff. But now she said she was just helping him out because she just felt like she was just helping a friend. So he was like, well, you know, if you wouldn't have sent me that money, I wouldn't have talked to you no way. So it's like, right.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sitting there like, how in the fuck do you go about this internet shit to the point where it ain't got that damn bad? I mean, granted,
because
I know.
People lazy know, now, man.
I don't understand that. And I know when we was kids, you know, I mean, there's been times, when, you know, we was kids, you might have had a girlfriend that you like, well, her cousin over her crib and, you know, I done talked to a couple of girls, you know, you done hooked me up with over the phone. You know, but
yeah, you took one for the team. Yeah, I give you that. You took one for the team for that one. I love you for that too, Kevin.
Yeah, but we was 12. You know what I'm saying? I mean, granted, when I seen him, I'm like, God damn. You know, even back then, you know, at some point, we like, hey, well, meet us at the Village. Out of what
right.
too. I ain't forgot about that shit.
Oh, that's the path, man. You shouldn't even go on the path like that, man. That was the path.
Big ass bear come walking through the Village. Shit. I thought it was Santa Claus. It was in July.
I really didn't know what she looked like at first.
Yeah, I know, whatever. But even then, at some point, you're going to try to meet. See, I mean, 4 years, how can you go 4 years being in love? I mean, I'm in love. I love this person. They love me.
Well, they both lied, so maybe he was scared to show her who he really was. And he didn't want to know who she really was. That's the only way I could see you going along for that long. You really don't know. You don't want to know.
But now he called the people. He called the show like, I want to meet her. She kept prolonging it. Actually, it was her prolonging it because she really didn't want to meet him because, you know, she told him that she was a man.
That she had a clanger and she don't.
Right.
Mm-mm.
I mean, internet dating got to be the wildest motherfucking thing I've ever seen.
I don't trust it, man, because you never know who you really talking to. Be like, oh, I see before. Yeah, baby, I'm sucking you. Be a big-ass motherfucking dude. You think he talking to a chick.
I mean, what I mean is, I think the obsession with it to the point, I mean, you can meet somebody on the internet. That's not a problem. I don't have a problem with meeting someone off the internet. But when you sitting there, well, it's been going on for 4 or 5 years. I mean, don't y'all think that's somewhat psychotic?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
4 or 5 years and you don't want none. I barely make it a month.
Maybe they made it, you know, they took it that far because they both, in their hearts, they both knew they was lying. So, you know what I mean?
That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was just, maybe it was an emotional thing, just having that person. I don't know. That's kind of, I can't even explain that one. Yeah, because after a month, I'd have been asking, are we fucking or what? We need to hook up. I'm sorry.
You would think, you would be like, damn, all right, nah, all right, we, I mean, okay, so have anybody done that internet dating thing?
Nope, not I.
Do it count if you just getting on there trying to fuck somebody?
Yeah, wow. did it work?
I mean, yeah. That's what I said. Do that count as dating? I mean, hit it a couple of times and you don't mess with them no more. Ain't that kind of internet dating if you met them on the internet?
Okay, well.
Met them in person. If you met them on the internet, then you met them in person, right?
Yeah, then you met them in person, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, survey says. I'm just saying, man. I mean, I've met people over the internet. You know, you see a pet profile. You know, the motherfucker send you a message, you send them a message. You know, eventually y'all meet. But it's that 4 year thing to keep bothering me. Then you said it was somebody on there for 10. How in the hell did you go on there for 10 years and not meet this person?
10 years. They've been messing. They started. They was middle school sweet. She met him while she was in the middle school, and they just kept talking. Been together 10 years. I'm like, for real? And then, you know, she called the show because dude kept, you know, anytime she wanted to meet him, you know, if something come up, you know, they thought he had a kid or some shit like that. But he just felt he was overweight. That's why he didn't want, well, both of them was kind of big, but, hell, he was just insecure with himself. That's what took him so long to meet. They didn't end up making a love connection, but they became good friends.
Okay, but how did you go in a monogamous relationship for 10 years with a person that you only see their picture?
It might not be their picture.
Right.
I told, I told you about the chick that she went there, thought it was a dude. Dude told her he was a model, and he was all this other stuff. She come there, they was like, well, we looking for Brett. She was like, that's me. She was like, I'm confused.
It's like that commercial, that one commercial when he be like, the girl be like, well, you can't, it can't be a lie because I got it off the internet. She's
right.
Like, my boyfriend, he's the model.
He's a French model.
Yeah, he's look at Bonjour. God damn.
But I guess people do that internet dating because like, you can reinvent yourself. You can be anybody you want to in cyberspace, man.
And I understand that. And I'm not taking nothing away from that. I granted, hell, you can be whoever you want to on Sin City. I can care less. But my whole thing is, I mean, okay, that's just like if, you know, let's just say it's somebody on SinCityRadio.Ning.com. Y'all like the way I plug that in there?
Yeah.
And, you know, you meet somebody on there. You meet somebody on there. And y'all make some type of love connection. Can y'all really just see y'allself just, only time y'all ever talk to each other is through that? Because first and foremost, I'm going to be looking. Because it's my website, so I can get to see everything y'all write. I'm just playing. I can't see y'all personal stuff. Janine, I can't see none of your personal stuff.
Good. Well, how can you ask to fall in love with somebody that you've never met anyway? I mean, what, just by talking to
them? Evidently, you can. That's my whole thing.
You must can. I guess emotional. I guess if you get so emotional involved with that person.
Didn't you say one of those?
I have a hard time falling in love with real people.
I know. So I can't see me falling in love.
What was you saying?
I said, didn't you say one of them situations was a long distance thing?
Yeah.
Most of them are long distance.
Well, maybe that has part of the reason to do why it takes so long sometimes. Just part of it. You know, I mean, I would imagine if you don't fell in love with a person that you've been chatting with for several months, you probably want to meet them within that. You know what I'm saying? Make some arrangements. But shit, you never know what the hell people be going through.
Well, maybe they got their heart broke like that and scared to do it. It could be a lot of things. Maybe they just damn crazy.
It could be anything, right?
Well, it could be it. Maybe they just got their heart broke and scared to get it broke again. It's just strange. But I know the dude that made the show, it happened to him. That's what made him start doing the show.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, something.
They showed his movie last night, too. So just imagine.
that's a messed up thing to do to somebody.
Man, I'm going to tell you, I don't think I could be that nice on the show. I mean, I got there and, man, a motherfucker come out and ate 500 pounds. Y'all think y'all going to make a love connection?
She might have only been showing you her top part. She might not have showed you the bottom half.
True that. Oh, no, I say the bogus one because they had a marathon. I was bored. You know, plus, I was sick. I was watching that crap. It was one chick that got back at another chick because she talked to her boyfriend, so she made a page saying she was some dude and was dating this chick for like 8 months. Just to keep her away from her boyfriend.
Crazy.
That man, I just can't see it. I'm like, ooh.
I thought they was gonna bang, but yeah, that's some dirty junk. Yeah, you might be hearing them sirens after that. You what?
Oh, I mean,
my real name is Jim.
How do you decipher who you gonna date? I mean, everybody might have good conversation over the internet, sending messages back and forth. I mean, how do you decipher if you got 500 people trying to talk to you? How do you decipher which one?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good-ass question.
I don't know. I guess you just a busy motherfucker.
Well, the one that's talking the same thing you want, or telling you what you want to hear.
Seriously, that's a dangerous game. Just imagine, like you just said, you thinking you finna meet Jennifer, and here comes James.
Yeah, that could turn into that, like that. What was that? That Sally Raphael type of stuff. that could turn real ugly.
And I'm gonna look back because my thing is, shit, man. You motherfuckers knew this was a man, right?
Yeah. Y'all set me up.
I'm shooting everybody.
So you motherfuckers set me up. Y'all think this shit funny, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's. I mean, you can't play with people's hearts like that, man. It can really, really get. I'm surprised ain't nobody got hurt over that show yet.
Dude, it was like, and then it was another one that I seen where the girl, she was like, she had finally put her real pictures up, because for years she had been putting fake pictures up because she said she had a problem. Even her friend said they had to do an intervention with her because they was like, this bitch just keep doing the same shit. So she finally put her real pictures up, and this guy, he wound up liking her, you know, he wanted to meet her. And he told, you know, she told him, well, yeah, I'll stay, like, in the next city over from you. I think they was in Jersey or something, somewhere in Jersey. And he drove all the way to this next city, and she, you know, went, he couldn't find her. So she made up an excuse that said she said she was in a car accident. So the guy was like, oh, okay. But then, of course, you know, the motherfuckers on Catfish, they like, oh, nah, man, we did some investigation. She ain't wasn't in no car accident. If she was in a car accident on the 15th, she posted this picture on the 15th. She on the 16th. She ain't got no splinter or nothing on her hand. She cool. She out there playing paintball. Matter of fact.
Yeah, he be sniffing on their ass.
Right. He like, oh, man, she in Florida. So he took old boy from New Jersey to Florida. Now, old girl, like, she own her own business and all this shit. And they like, well, nah, the business, the number don't even work on the business. They like, in order for her to run this business, she had to start running this business when she was in the 10th grade.
So she was just lying, really lying, huh?
Yeah, so I'm looking like, damn, man. You know, I mean, that shit got to be fucked up.
Especially if you fucked up, some of the people was getting emotional involved with them, man. That could turn real ugly. They have to pat me down on that trip.
Okay, so I've done the internet thing. I have met somebody on the internet before. Hell, I got a car off the deal, but nevertheless, I mean, some motherfuckers then. You got these motherfuckers on here, this the secret motherfuckers. Them the motherfuckers are going to get killed. Them the motherfuckers are going to get killed. Them motherfuckers are put on there that they females and all this shit, and you meet them, and it's really a fucking man.
But, you know, each one of the episodes I watched, did nobody explain why they do that?
No, dude. They couldn't answer why. You remember, I remember I was standing next to this guy. You know, and I knew he was, you know, I knew he was gay. You know, like I said, no harm. He ain't do nothing to me. He ain't bother me or nothing. And this particular night, man, I was coming in the house, and, man, it had to be about 2, 3 in the morning. I'm popped, you know. I'm drunk than a motherfucker. And I see, like, a silhouette standing on the porch next to my house as I'm parking. I'm walking up, I'm staggering up, you know, trying to go past ours. I stayed in an apartment complex, so I had to, like, go past his door to go to mine. And, you know, I glanced for a second, like, damn, what the fuck is this girl standing outside for? At 2 or 3 in the morning. So, as I'm walking past, he like, hey, Cass. And I stopped instantly. I sobered the fuck up, and I looked back at him, and I'm like, no. I'm like, what are you doing? He like, waiting on my date. I'm like, waiting on your date? He like, yeah, guy I met off the internet. Nah, I don't know if he told him that he was gay or not, or, you know, that he was a man, but he was in full drag. And he actually looked like a woman. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, oh, Lord, please don't let this boy get up in this car and this man find out this man and kill this dude. I mean, he was a nice guy, you know. From that day on, he was like, his name ain't what his name was. He, like, called him Lil Mama. I'm like, I just won't say nothing else to you. Cause I can't see you talking about another man, Lil Mama. Hey, Lil Mama. That's not going to happen. That's about as bad as he called another man Delicious or something.
Right. I was just thinking that.
Not doing it.
have any of y'all ever heard of Live Links or any of those telephone dating services where it's all done by phone. You leave messages and all this shit, and then, you know, you decide if you want to meet.
Oh, we need Father Time on here for that one. He was the master of them damn phone services.
Oh, man. Well, Father Time hooked me up with a couple of them.
I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off, but I got to ask you. Did you ever meet any of the girls off there? Or was it just like him?
No, I met some. Had a couple come over to the crib.
So how was that? What was that like?
It was like getting drunk and running train on them.
I mean, y'all paid them, or they just...
Yeah, right. That was my next question.
They just came up. No, came over, coach chick, we had some liquors, came over, got a drunk. And next thing you know, it turned into a party.
Wait a minute, man. She went passed out while y'all was running this train, was she?
Nah, man, we went passed out.
Okay, that can't be considered rape now.
Yeah, I'm not going to jail with Father Time or nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
Make sure
okay.
I went first. I made sure she was coherent when I got mine.
You can't go after Father Time. He's finna try to make love to her. But maybe I just wanna love you. I wanna be your man. I don't want this to be just fuck. I want this to be something special.
You whisper sweet nothing? Nah, you go second, man. About time you can ruin it for everybody, man. Second or third, yeah.
You beating on the door. Hey, motherfucker, hurry up.
Man, you're supposed to have been a goddamn fucker, not no girlfriend.
Man.
Yeah, he was good for that one.
And with Holly and a heartbeat, hey, man, no, don't nobody else touch it. She mine now.
He's out the room. I'm sorry. I'm not down no more.
Right.
I'm not down no more.
For real, a motherfucker will walk out, sit on the couch, and you like, damn, you got your dick in your hand. Like, what is she doing? I'm his girlfriend now. His girlfriend.
Wait a minute.
Didn't Wick just fuck you first? Yeah, but I didn't see the light. He didn't show me the light. Now, this
he showed me
still,
he loved me.
Yeah, this motherfucker just showed you some money.
He loved me.
Oh, man, I'm glad I went first.
Right. So, Janine, would you ever do the internet dating thing?
You know what? Now that I've thought about it, I've never met a guy off of there, but I have met women offline before. But not
okay.
Guys.
Okay, so, I mean, all right, with that being said, I mean, all right, I know I know that you're bisexual. So, were they what you expected, or was it just something totally different?
No, every woman I met was expected. They looked exactly like they pictured. It wasn't no surprises.
I got a twist for you, Janine. What if you met one and she said she was a girl but ended up being a dude? How would you take that?
With a big dick.
I wouldn't know. Well, I mean, that would have been crazy because usually when I would meet the girl, I was with my guy. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, that dude, that turned into a fight.
Usually, I was getting them to do threesomes and stuff like that. But so yeah, that would have been kind of awkward.
Yeah.
You can show up if you want to.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Now, hold on. This motherfucker, he looking at you. You looking at him. Now, they didn't got undressed. This motherfucker got a dick out this world. I mean, would you tell old boy, hey, well, why don't you just step out the room for a minute?
I don't think that would work.
Yeah, I think that would go too. That would turn into a whole different scenario.
What
the fuck you mean? But
a lot of times, we would meet at bars. I mean, it's like rare occasions we would meet like right at the hotel. But a lot of the occasions we met at a bar, you know, and sat for a drink for like an hour, because I need to see if you really look the way I thought you was going to look. Because if I didn't like you and if I don't want to be with you, then you could go home. That was me.
Hey, I can see him now. Wait a minute, baby. Did you see the ass? Hold on, baby. You just moving a little too fast here.
Well, them people that be having them pictures on there 10 years ago, you know you don't look like that now.
Mm-hmm.
You looking like that in high school.
I had one do me like that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, fuck y'all. All y'all to keep them 10-year-old pictures on there, fuck y'all.
Yeah, I got tricked like that.
That is me.
Yeah, 10 years ago. 10 years and 3 babies ago. Shit. I don't have no problem, but you lie.
Hey, but now a lot of times all you gotta do is just look, like if they got like a picture they done got developed, just look at the side of it. It usually say the date on there. Like I seen one that said she had put on that just left the club last night. But I looked at the picture and like, you know, in the corner, that motherfucker said 1/15/04. I'm like, this bitch in 04. It's 2012.
You just left the club.
Like, that's an old apple bottom outfit anyway. She lying.
Mm-hmm. And, it's going to, something going to happen if people keep lying like that on the internet. I don't trust texting sometimes.
Well, I mean, at least tell somebody that those are old pictures before you meet them, so they won't be expecting you to see them look like that.
True.
But they don't. Half of them don't. I ain't going to say all people like that, but it's some ones on there that be lying on that internet.
Yeah.
I'm a perfect teen.
Janine, I got to ask you now. Have you ever sat down and met somebody and they was just, like, totally nervous? Because you come off, like, kind of aggressive.
Oh, me?
Mm-hmm.
You mean a guy or a female?
The female.
No, when I'm with the female, I pretty make them feel comfortable. Because a lot of them were always nervous, so, you know, you have to make them feel comfortable in order to, you know, get them to do it. That was my goal. I don't give a fuck about you, but if you're going to do it, you know, I'm at least trying to make you feel comfortable, get a little drink, say you. Then we go on about our business so you can kind of calm your nerves.
No, I'm not slipping no roofies.
You need to be a willing participant.
I mean, shit. I mean, I'm just curious because, I mean, it's like, you got a lot of people out here. You know, people be like, well, people might take that as being, like, extremely bold.
Like, what?
I mean, like, you like, okay, let's invite out to for drinks or something like that.
Okay.
Some people might take that as like, oh, she's bold. That'd probably be kind of intimidating.
Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you tell them we going to an open public place, I would think that they would feel more comfortable. It's not like you telling them to meet you at no hotel or nothing like that.
True.
Yeah.
true. But I agree with you 110. But I mean, you probably got some people. I mean, hold on, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, baby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Happy, blessed, favored and stuff.
Here she go with all that religion.
What?
Nothing. I didn't say nothing. Selena Dane, how you doing today?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
All right, Selena, let me ask you something. We're talking about internet dating. Have you ever done it?
Wait a minute. Let me get you off speakerphone first. No. Uh-uh.
Would you try it?
Yeah, I know people that got married meeting off the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, just
hey,
two total. Yeah, I did too. Now that I think about it, damn. I guess we all have, huh?
Yeah.
Damn you, Black Planet. Damn you.
You.
Be nice. I know that you got your little Facebook page and whatnot. Still ain't got no Sin City page yet, but that's another story. We ain't gonna get into that.
Well, please do not start with me.
Have you ever been a post over the internet like, hey, let's go out on a date or something? Somebody that you really didn't know?
Well, me, no. I told you no, I thought you heard me.
Would you approach somebody?
Oh, me? Nah, I don't know. I mean, you know, that I would be open to it. Why not? Why not? I mean, I would meet them definitely somewhere open in a public place or whatever. Or even offer to go Dutch, but, you know, I wouldn't go nowhere private. It's a lot of crazies out there, but then you can meet them on the streets. So. Hey, Sarah.
Now, I heard that internet dating is just as safe as meeting somebody in a bar. Do y'all agree with that?
Yeah. Hell no. Nah. You say internet dating. I disagree. After watching Catfish, I disagree.
Well, now, you can meet somebody in a bar. I mean, yeah, they saying this, that, and I was like, yeah, you know, I got my motherfucking Lambo outside. They got a motherfucking Pinto out there.
I mean, but, you know, with the internet, you kind of know exactly what you're getting into because it's like, hell, if they don't like you, they won't even approach you, you know, if y'all not lying about what's on y'all profile and, you know, you'll know a little bit more about yourself rather than meeting in the bar or something. I don't mean nothing to anybody.
She just really sounded like that commercial. Why? Because you got heard it on the internet?
Yeah, you can't lie on the internet.
I'm lounging it all. I mean, no, honestly. I mean, yeah, you got a better chance of meeting somebody that's more compatible as to, you know, the bar scene or whatever. I think that's just an opinion. Have I tried it? No. Well,
yeah. Boy, I can see them motherfuckers trying you.
Mm-hmm. I ain't worried about nobody trying me.
Here we go.
Behave.
I'm just saying, you know, if I was going to meet a damn stranger, I'm going to be strapped up like a cow, girl.
Don't the internet take the thrill of dating away now, though?
No, because people don't even really date. Shit.
You just said it yourself, dog. Y'all met old girl, had some drinks, and started fucking.
Yeah.
If that's what she wanted, if that's not what she was about, then it wouldn't have went down like that.
True that?
Maybe that's just what she wanted. You know what I'm saying?
I had no problem with it.
Like, you know, I just look at it like it's all talk. Like, I don't know who really is real and who not. You know, who is these fake motherfuckers and who the real motherfuckers. And I don't feel like I'm about to waste my time trying to figure it out. Because it'd be a whole bunch of, if I would go out on dates with everybody that tried to talk to me online, I'd be going out every night.
I know, but just think it's a lot of fake motherfuckers be in the club. That's why they be wanting one chick and they this and they that, and you find out they fake. So, I mean, it's
how do you choose? Well, it's a bunch of fine motherfuckers that try to talk to you. But that's what I'm saying.
I only like the ugly ones. Give me all the ugly ones.
The ones that don't
wow.
Nobody else fault.
Nobody's fault.
That's what's up.
Years ago. Wow. I know that nigga ain't going nowhere.
Yes. If he ugly, then the motherfucker throw him my way.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
.com.
You know what, Selena, that's real fucked up. Because I remember that night we was in the club, you told me I looked real nice that night.
Yeah, you know, that was my fifth drink. You know me, Hirsch.
Oh, you a dirty motherfucker.
But your jacket was cool.
Go to hell.
Hey, at least the jacket was cool.
Oh, man. She told me I was looking good, too. Boy, we was in Prestige.
Cute.
You say what?
I said your jacket was cute.
Whatever. We was in Prestige. She told me, damn, you looking good tonight. I'm feeling all shit. I got on the dance floor.
Now, you know I get free drinks in the Prestige.
Man, I'm not. You know what? I'm going to a song. I'll be right back. Y'all, dirty motherfucker.
I've got the magic shit. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I'll hit the baddest shit. Show they don't believe me, then call me tonight. And I showed you magic. What? Magic.
I'm a freak to the core. Get a dose once, you gon' want some more. My tongue touch you, girl, your toes bound to curl. This exclusive shit, I don't share with the world. I had you up early in the morning, moaning. Back shot, proper the low, can't stop us. Been a fiend for this, this rock him made hits. Get the position down pat, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the minute. I speed it up, straight beat it up. And I ain't in the hood with my toes out low. I'm in the telly working up a sweat stroke. Tonight's the night, you can fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. I pop a lot of shit cause I can back it up. My left stroke, the death stroke.
I'm got the magic trick. I know if I can lick once, I can lick twice. I'm the baddest shit. Sure you don't believe me, then come with me tonight. And I'll show you magic.
What?
Magic. Uh-huh, uh-huh. I got the magic trick. Lil' Kim, not a whore, but I sex a nigga so good, he gotta tell his boys. When it come to sex, don't test my skills, cause my head game how you head over heels. Give a nigga the chills, have him pay my bills, buy matching Lambos with the same color wheels. When I ain't out shopping, feeling juicy, nope. I'm in the crib giving niggas deep throat. Tonight with Kim, gon' have you in the zone. Girl, call your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wife me and give me the rain. I'll do it anywhere, anyhow, I'm down for anything. A couple of humps, give a nigga goosebumps. This junk in my trunk ain't made to chump. When little Kim's around, you don't need to lie. It's a drug, baby, I'm making you high. I got the magic shit. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I am the baddest shit. Don't believe me, then come with me tonight, and I'll show you magic.
What? Magic.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, I got the magic.
I put your face in it. I know you sprung off in your tongue. I know you tasting it. Sex in a race,
but I have the tools. Nigga breaking records in the silence.
1 minute, 6 seconds. Magic stick.
I got the magic box.
Had it ass tricking out the one back shot. The gifts, the ice, I like that a lot.
The mink, the leather, the CLS.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the baddest shit. Show they don't believe me, then come with me tonight, and I'll show you magic. What?
All right, y'all. Well, bye. Well, bye. I actually wasn't looking for that song. That was some crazy shit. So, anybody got anything they need to get off their chest? If I could start with my man laws again. That's an observation, that's all.
He said what now?
You said what?
What did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
I said anybody got anything to get off their chest?
Yes, I have a question. Why would... Okay, my ex-husband calls me to tell me that his girlfriend proposed to him. Why would you call to tell me that? So my response was, did you say yes?
I want you to know.
So he said, yeah. I said, yeah. I said, well, congratulations. My thing was, well, what the hell you calling me for? I mean,
he might invite you.
We talk sporadically. We don't talk, like, every day. Like, a few months ago by, and he, you know, might text me about something or something, but we don't talk every day. It ain't like we best friends or nothing like that. So why would
but
you feel that you...
If he invited you, would you go?
He wants you to give a damn, and you don't.
I wonder, would you go if he invited you to the wedding?
Why would I go to his wedding?
I just know somebody invited they ex. I just...
No,
you know,
that's if we had kids or something like that, and maybe my son was going to be in the wedding or something like that, or, you know, something, that type of thing, I might consider going to the wedding, but not the reception, but... No, not just to be going, no.
Hell, that's where all the drinks at, the reception. Mm-hmm. What's the wedding? I want to go to the reception.
Yeah, and I bring a date.
I just didn't understand that. So I asked him, well, when y'all plan on doing it? He was like, well, I told her not until 2015, and that's if I do it. I said, okay, that's enough.
So you got, so he's telling you, you got to 2015 to get him back. He just wanted to let you know that you got to 2015 if you want me back. After that, I ain't playing no more.
I thought that shit was funny. I thought it was really hilarious. Because I just didn't understand why you would tell me that.
Mm-hmm. He just felt you should know that he was about to get off the market.
Clearly, you don't care if he the ex.
So I asked him, I mean, which is a question, knowing the things we went through in our marriage. So I was like, oh, so you being faithful now? Oh, that motherfucker stopped responding. He didn't respond no more.
Right, we're saying why you got to go there.
He wasn't faithful, shit.
I was like, well, damn, I guess not. Well, and you think this marriage about to last? I don't think so.
I wouldn't have asked you shit. I wouldn't have said nothing. That's crazy. That was just setting yourself up. I mean, it's a chance you might care and it's a chance you don't. I mean, even if you do, it's not like you're really going to be like, I care.
Exactly. Not like I'm going to sit here and tell you, even if I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, with that being said, all right, you have people that's like, all right, let's just say that you got married. you know, you did say you got married, you know. What is it about with the people that you, like, think your friends and this and that other? Like, y'all might have had a previous relationship, but as soon as you get married, they don't want to say shit to you no more. They can't stand you. You ain't shit. You just this dog-ass person. I never understood that.
You mean, like, previous friends we had?
Yeah, like, you know, like.
And then we get married, and now they act like we ain't shit, but they didn't want to be with us. But they we weren't together like that.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think some people, it was something that they wanted, but maybe they weren't ready to do it at that time. So they thought you was going to wait for them. I don't know. I think that's one of the reasons.
Man, that's one thing I've never understood. I mean, if a motherfucker told me that, if a motherfucker I dealt with told me, you know, I mean, we ain't on that level. Hey, I'm getting married. Congratulations. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to congratulate you. I'm happy for you. I mean, I done heard motherfuckers like, man, I hope that nigga get hit and that bitch die. Damn. Wow.
God damn.
Right now, man. I'm like, man, I didn't see motherfuckers just literally like, I'm finna ruin this motherfucker's life because he got married.
Who we be talking to, man?
Who? Not me.
No, I'm saying, who you be around saying that goofy shit?
No, not motherfuckers that. I mean, I've just heard it. I've seen a motherfucker finna get married, and Selena, we know the same person. I mean, motherfuckers ready to come to that motherfucker wedding like a complete and utter motherfucking fool.
And get their ass beat. Better rest,
exactly.
Better time.
Exactly. Motherfucker ready. I'm like, man, I mean, I'm literally on the phone with motherfucker. Like, I'm finna come now. It's for the, you come to this motherfucker wedding. I'm telling you.
You should say, girl, go ahead. I'll do it if I was you. Make sure you videotape.
Right. I look at the world by shit. But, I mean, motherfuckers like, so, you know, motherfucker calling me up like, so he finna get married. He really getting married today. I don't know if I should answer that. That's okay. What I should do is come up there. I already know. Bitch, if you already knew, why you calling me asking me?
Hey, girl, snap your cookies up. Shut that.
Then, because, see, I already knew it was going to get, I knew what was going to happen. Yeah, Cass told me you was getting married today. Nah, I didn't say shit.
Oh, yeah, you knew that was coming.
Oh, that's a miserable triumph, sir.
I mean, but you see it. You really see it. Then, like, I don't know. I'm just going to say, I think guys try to hold it in more so than women. It's like with women, it's like they just take it to the extreme. Well, a guy, he may be hurt, but he ain't going to let you know he hurt.
Some guys, okay? Let's start saying some guys. I just play y'all made a deal. Nah, because some of y'all do. Y'all say everything about the way y'all feel, too.
Shit. All right, but damn, he ain't gonna. The average man ain't gonna broadcast it around the whole world. Now, he gets you in that room. Yeah, you probably see tears in that motherfucking thing come out. But he's sitting outside, and this 5-6 motherfuckers outside. He is not gonna just be prone to just be like, Selena, I don't know why you acting like this.
Nah, he
ain't doing all
that.
Selena, like you think you do then? You think females is more emotional on that part than males are then?
Yeah. Okay, seriously, how many dudes y'all done seen just really completely act a fool like that?
Three.
You can't say his name in three different. You can't say his name three different ways.
No, I won't say their name. I won't say their name.
But you've seen three guys. Okay. All right. Let me give you a scenario, Selena. We on Rhode Island back in the day when you know what I'm saying. Rhode Island was jumping, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean. Can you picture any one of them outside just spazzing off like that? Or could you picture any of the or could you picture the girls out there spazzing out? Which one would you picture first?
I've seen it with my own eyes. Two guys been acting the goddamn fool, and they was both mad.
Oh, they was on Rhode Island?
No, they was on Tennessee and in the back on the park, in the back on that back street.
And there was a lot of people. There was a lot of people around.
Man, every is always a lot of people. It was back then. Yeah, definitely. They didn't give a fuck once that liquor store got on the store. Everybody fell inside coming. Thank you.
Well, he was under the influence, so you can't blame him for that one.
Shut up.
I'm just saying, he was under the influence.
I'm just saying they probably was. When they not under influence, Frank open at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Anyway, like I said, three. Okay, all right, you said three. Liquor store, you seen any?
No, not like, no.
Well, let me ask you, have you been prone to ever go off in a crowd like that? Never.
I'm not going to say never, but you asked me was I prone to it. No, it's not something I do, you know, often.
But,
like, I just feel like clicking, so I click. No, I have done that. I have been, you know, to that point. But, no, it's not something, you know, I do. Just I've
but
been
you have.
On everything.
You
I have done,
done
it
done
before,
it.
Yeah.
So why do you keep saying no, but you done it before?
Because you asked me was I prone to it.
Well, I mean, you've done it, so yeah.
But I'm not prone to it.
If you've done it, you have been. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Damn, everybody saw it. Okay, okay, okay. Janine, what about you?
What's the question?
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been prone to, like, just go off and make a scene?
Yes, I have. You want me to make one right now?
I didn't think his ass go off like that.
Exactly. I think everybody has.
Okay. All right.
I didn't see Kaz go off like that before.
Yeah, yeah. Where you ever seen me go off like that? Huh?
I'm just talking shit.
Bob said you ain't never seen me go off.
I've seen you go off.
When? Never.
The same like you had on that pretty jacket.
Whatever. Nah, I've seen you go off.
I'm always going off.
Yeah. Motherfuckers look like Hulk Hogan and Roddy Piper over there fighting.
Okay, just chill.
No, I'm just saying.
I quit.
Okay. I quit too. Be nice. Hey, be nice.
That.
You say what?
I ain't say all that. I'm just quitting from that.
I'm just saying, be nice. Let's be nice. Man, this is one of those shows where everybody just sitting back. What's wrong?
Now come up with another topic right quick.
What you want to talk about?
I don't know. That's why I call this shit. I ain't got nothing to talk about.
Really?
You know what I do want to talk about, though? Honestly, you know, have y'all heard about that white guy slapping that 18-month-old baby on the plane?
Yeah, I heard something about it.
I heard
he said the baby was crying and he supposed to turn around and slap him.
No, before then he said, shut that nigger baby up. And the little baby kept crying, and then the dude kept on saying, I'm tired of y'all. He said, if you bring him, bought him some food instead of going to the club, that's all you niggers doing, such and such and such.
Damn.
And when the baby
got up, he got up and slapped the shit out that 18-month baby. I'm like, she's from Atlanta. How the hell did she even let the whole nigga word slip out his mouth without attacking that old? He looked like he was about 150. I ought to kill that old white fucker.
He said he looked like he was about 150.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on with y'all?
Hey, Mr. Fine, what's good?
Nothing much. How y'all doing?
We chilling. But what? Wait a minute. Hold on. Now you said that he slapped the baby?
What?
Yeah, he slapped 18 months old, yeah, slapped that damn baby. And but before then, it was like he had so much to say to her about the mommy. You'd think somebody else would have said something to him on the plane, you know? And
mm-hmm.
He talked all kind of niggers and shit and calling the baby nigger babies, and all y'all do is go to the club and buy weave and liquor and all that shit. That the baby kept crying. He hopped up and slapped that baby.
And
oh,
nobody did
God.
Know. What was the parents at?
The bitch was sitting right there. It was her baby,
what?
And she couldn't. Man, I would have stumped him the first time he even said he wouldn't even have time to get up and slap my baby because he'd have been picking up his dentures off the damn floor. Shut up. I said, wow. But, so now he in jail. I have posted it on my page, I think, today or yesterday because a guy was telling me about it. And I posted that shit. I looked at that little baby. That baby didn't even stand. I said, wow, it couldn't have been me. That would have been the worst plane trip for everybody. Oh, my God.
Whole damn plane would have been rocking.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we just threw some shit up on that plane.
Right.
Yeah, I gotta agree with y'all now. Yeah, motherfuckers would have been, plane would have been going down.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we threw some shit up on that plane.
Why did nobody say nothing? You know what I'm saying? Before all that even jumped off, somebody should have been came to her aid. You know what I'm saying? The instant, ooh, I wish I was on that plane.
Mm.
Like, girl, let's beat this motherfucker up. Shit. Come down nuts. And he's so little and itchy. He's so old. I would have hooked him up.
Damn, that is.
Yeah, I know he did all the racial shit. I know they said he slapped the baby. I thought that was fucked up, but he was on there calling the niggas and everything, huh?
Shut that nigger baby up. That was the
somebody should have slapped his damn mom and woke her the fuck up.
Yeah, for real.
Shit.
That's real fucked up. Oh. Wait a minute, there's one more. Now, the one that you posted it, man, you've been going back and forth about this, about the guy who stabbed the other guy because he wouldn't change positions.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
That's crazy.
I thought it was three guys, so it was just two guys and a girl.
And a girl,
yeah. It was two guys and a girl.
And
but
he wouldn't switch positions. They got in an argument.
Yeah, but now the guy, they did say that the guy, the two guys had some type of relationship in jail.
Oh.
So maybe he got mad because old girl was giving him oral. That's what they say. They said she was giving him head.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy was like, switch places. And the guy was like, nah, I ain't switching. So this motherfucker went, got a butcher knife.
Yeah.
And got the slice of this motherfucker. That dude.
That's fucked up.
And the fucked up part about it all is how they said he cowered in the alley. He was cowering in an alley. I'm like, oh, my God. Dude, shit out on the porch. Like, get your shit. Now, come on. Now, Selena, man, you went at it all week about that. I told you it was too.
Oh, wow.
Man, it ain't safe to have threesomes no more.
Right.
Well, like I said, two dudes in the and one chick ain't a threesome anyway. I always say that end up turning violent. Perfect example. I always said that could turn violent, and look what happened.
Man.
I rest my case.
Wow.
And, I mean, they say he was on dude's ass about that, too. I mean, dude had to go hide in the bathroom. He tried to come through the door like motherfucking.
Was he mad because he wanted him to suck his dick?
Maybe dude was enjoying it too much. I don't know.
Yeah, or something. Wow.
He said it's my turn before Jaws get tired.
What was she doing?
Probably laughing at that.
No, sis, she was trying to get the fuck away too.
I'd have been videotaping the shit out of them. Like, man, look at these two dumbass.
Hell no, that motherfucker probably just turned on her too.
I'm gonna cut you somebody.
And when I come back, I'm killing every motherfucking body.
I'm killing all you motherfuckers in here.
If you don't want to die,
I'm going to get my other gun and I'm shooting all you motherfuckers in here.
I mean, but you got to figure, man. This dude, for him to just get that mad when you go pull a knife, because this nigga like, oh, hold on, man. Let me let her finish doing what she's doing.
They must have just pushed him all out the whole thing then.
Get your...
He must have just been holding his shit over there.
He was hitting it from the back.
Oh, God.
He saw that boy doing work.
He like, shit, come on, let's switch. Dude like, you have to wait. Nah, my brother, you have to get your own.
Alright.
Oh, shit.
And they say, dog, he was coming through like, here's Jason or whatever the motherfucker. Like, that motherfucker tried to come through the door. Dude bolted out the door. He managed to grab the girl's cell phone,
mm-hmm.
and he ran and hid in the alley. They said he was cowardly in the alley.
They didn't have to put Cowardly in the alley.
And the dude steady looking for him in the alley like, I'm going to kill you. All he can hear the man saying is, I'm going to kill you.
And that's some dumb ass shit to have to explain to the police. I'm kicking his ass because he wouldn't let the bitch suck my dick.
Right.
That's crazy. How you going to explain that? I cut his ass up. He didn't want to switch.
I was going
to
be in court with they ass. Where's the bitch?
Right.
Come and describe him.
Yeah, because you know at some point she going to have to testify.
You're right. Well, I was looking at his dick, and he was fucking me. I wasn't ready to suck his dick yet, but he got mad.
Right. She gotta come to court because they didn't put her last name in there. I forget what her name was, but she don't have to come to court.
But he was hitting it from the back, and I was sucking his dick, and he just wanted to change, but he got mad. That's silly.
Then I felt blood dripping on my forehead because you know I was down there. So.
Come to find out, he cut that nigga.
Man, I would love to cross examine her.
Oh my!
You gonna have the prosecutor and the judge like, hey, you come to our chambers. We want to talk to you by ourselves.
But the judge is gonna walk out. What happened to the judge? Hey, this bitch bad. He gonna come out with a knife.
Prosecutor, not guilty. Case been thrown out.
What the hell? What is it about this bitch that make a nigga stab a nigga?
Right.
I done banged this nigga with this gaffle because of her.
Right.
Just fucked up the bailiff.
Well, yeah, he ain't took it in the back. Next thing you know, the judge and hit the motherfucking prosecutor with the gaffle. What is he fighting about? And did it again. This bitch and did it again.
Somebody take that bitch mouth up.
Yeah, take this whole mouth up. This bitch just getting motherfuckers killed.
Oh my God.
Did they done declare him not the lethal, a lethal weapon?
Hell yeah. Exhibit A.
Yeah, you gotta register that mouth, girl.
And you know what you know how they always go, well, can you please show the courtroom what you were doing?
Oh.
Yeah.
Could you drop your pants, please?
Like, pass me my knee pads.
Right. Bailiff, please help out. Bailiff over there going crazy. Everybody going crazy behind what she did.
I'm next. Shit.
No, that's another death right there. Everybody said, hop up and volunteer. Hell no, I want that.
Oh, and they always got the weapon out. So put the weapon up.
Exhibit A.
Right.
Right. That's just been taped up, Exhibit A.
Okay, so how about the mother who jumped on her kid's stage at school and got the stripping?
What?
She was off at mom.
First of all, how old is she?
Oh, my God. Her kid, that's just, her kid was a fucking junior high school. That was a junior high school. They rushed the stage. They rushed the stage before she could take her panties and shit off.
The fuck she was on?
She looked like Shaquille O'Neal with a bad wig. Oh.
Wow. Wow.
Real bad.
Damn.
You know, she clearly looked like something was wrong with her, but yet and still her mouth was so twisted and misconstrued, you could tell she was on something.
Right. But damn, bitch, you should have stayed on.
Exactly. Yeah. You're going to say, ripping fault and ugly.
Mm-hmm. You know how fucked up that is, how that boy got to go to school?
Your crackhead-ass mama was on the stage stripping.
All right.
Hell, your
yeah,
mama.
Yeah, ruined that kid forever now.
Man, I'm fighting every fucking body. Hey, you know your mama, pow, right in the face.
Right in the face.
Cincinnati. It was a mother in Cincinnati, went up to her kid's school, snuck in her kid's school, held one of the students down while her daughter beat her with a combination lock.
Shut the hell up.
I heard about that one.
Yeah, I heard about that one. I heard about that one. They finna charge her with deadly or attempted murder or some shit.
Oh no, but that shit crazy. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then they all up in court. She's like a thug, like she's one of them OG mamas and shit. They all weed, got all kind of weed and no food in the refrigerator and shit.
Got a 40.
I can hear her when she got on the stand. Right. Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell. Gangsta about her shit.
But you know what, though? At the same time, you know, you never know what that little chick did before then. They said she was bullying one girl, because I know specifically at one point in time, my homegirl got jumped by a gang of girls and shit. Her mama, her brothers, everybody was waiting on every floor at Roosevelt School, working the shit out of a certain group of girls. And they beat the hell out of her to the point she went in the hospital. So at the same time, you never know, they probably couldn't get to her until she got to go to school. You don't know the situation, but at the same time, shit, if you want to hold her down, you can't even need no lock. You already need her, bitch. Damn, let her fight her.
Right.
It's crazy. Damn, wow. That was my child. That bitch wouldn't have made it to court.
I mean, think about it. Your daughter come home and she done got the shit beat out of her with a lock, and because the mama held her down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went in the fair fight.
Well, think about it though, Cass. Remember when we was in school, the parents came up there and tried to jump me at the bus stop.
Yeah, that's why I tried to body slam that bitch. So she. No, these parents jumped out of we were fighting. We got into a fight. We got into altercation with their son. And it was, you know, we didn't jump them. It was a 2-on-2 fight. Wick was fighting him. I was fighting the other guy. Next thing you know, we at the bus stop waiting, and we see this lady jump out, and I'm like, oh, shit. You know, now she talking shit. Now, son, of course her son. You know, he want to get bad in front
of
his mama.
He got balls of steel now, huh?
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, like, no, you better go on, because you know what I'm saying? You know, your mama finna see you get your ass whooped.
Go get the same ass whoop you just took. Again.
All right. So, motherfucker get the banging. This bitch thought she was finna jump in the fight. No, you're not going to jump. Now, I did politely, like, lady, you know, come on. I seen her reaching. Shit, I put that motherfucking Arn Anderson body slam on her ass.
Cat flipped the shit out of her ass. That shit was hilarious.
Hey, I thought she was going to grab a weapon, man. She looked like she was going to pull out a gun. Shit. So hey, I ain't finna.
Yeah, that's what we gonna run. That's what we gonna
No, seriously.
But parents shouldn't jump in their kids' fight anyway, dog.
come on now. You know I'm not no person to come on. I'm going to just beat up a woman. And then it was a mother at the same time. I wouldn't want nobody to do my mother like that. But damn, she going in her purse like, oh, motherfucker, I got something to make your ass get up. So what the fuck you got? And she went in her purse. And hey, I'm like, gun! Gun!
Oh.
Hey,
I hope she's not listening to the show all these years.
Hey, well, I mean, shit.
Sorry. Your son shouldn't have tried to be tough.
No, you actually started that fight.
Nah, not really, man.
You did.
He started.
No, he didn't.
I mean,
I'm saying now, we grown. You started that fight. You started that fight with that man for no reason. I don't even know what y'all fighting for, but I mean,
pretty
hell.
I just don't remember what it was.
Whatever the case was. Shit. His mama got. And then, I mean, granted, he had it out for us. He never fought us again, but he. You could just see in his face, like, motherfucker, you body slammed my mama.
Hell yeah. Shit. I got my leg back. I'm surprised he ain't never tried to sucker punch one of us.
He did run up on that. I will give him that much. When they took us in the office, he did run up on us. And when we turned around, I guess it kind of, like, dawned on him, like, you know how a motherfucker run up on you like, let me go. But wasn't nobody holding him. We like,
let him go.
I'm saying, ain't nobody holding you. It's two against one. Shit. Blind man see you outnumbered, so you might want to run your ass back out that office.
Lord have mercy.
I mean, you got some crazy-ass parents out there.
It's some parents that are bang with them, but think about it though, they probably ain't grew up themselves. Like it's not when you were growing up, you had real grandmoms and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, the grandma now is my age. Shit, she want to go out too. What you mean, babysit the goddamn kid? Well, you better call his daddy. I'm going out myself.
Oh,
I mean, it's fucked up, but that's how it is though.
But now, hold on. I mean, we in our 40, you know, you 49, man. You 40.
I said when we grew up, a village took care of the child. You had older grandmamas. You know, the baby boomers. There's no baby boomers.
No, ain't no more. Like, well, yeah, you're right, because there's no more big moms. All the big moms gone.
All the big moms gone. There's no more big moms.
Nah, but my mama's still old school. So.
They all nanas.
Yeah, there you go.
Nana
boobs. Don't call me grandma.
Now my mama loves that. My mama loves that. But yeah, you're right.
Nah, right. I mean, cause seriously, now I done heard like you know, it's some people that I went to school with, and like damn man. I mean, we finna turn 30. We going into a new adventure in our life. Fuck like motherfucker, new adventure. I've been a grandmama for the past 2 years, huh? I've been a grandmama for the past 2 years, and we only 30.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now my little niece called me today. Said you got the people. Said the nieces, you 7. I said, oh shit, that's right. Oh Lord, damn, that girl. She my age, and I'm 30. And I'm a little changed. Shit.
That was cute. Gotta give that. That was all right.
Yeah, they getting younger, honey. Mm-hmm.
And them little mugs bad. Mm-hmm. Them bad ass kids, not teenagers. I'm starting to get like dude from Harlem Nights. I told you I don't like them little motherfuckers.
I ain't even
I would slap the shit teenager. I don't give a damn. I have slapped the shit out of a teenager. Turn gonna get your goddamn mama so I can fuck her ass too.
Well, I can slap her too, goddammit.
All these dicks, and they screwing and shit, and they think they can talk to you and roll their neck and ass and shit. I hear a bunch of shit out of one of these little young bitches. I don't like them.
Oh, man, I heard some girls, man, they was, man, I cussing worse than I do when I'm drunk.
Mm.
I mean, they had some filth. I heard dick and bitch about 30 million times.
I told you, man. After that one day when I was, shit, I went up to my daughter's school, that motherfucker say, she just got the going off. Girl say, don't you see that man back there? Hey, my motherfucking daddy. I said,
ooh. Daddy. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, do you know who your daddy is?
Nah, that's why I said this all over. Who the fuck is? Do you even know who the fuck he is?
Right.
Hey, who the fuck is your daddy? So I can call his ass and tell him about your
might
filthy
be me,
ass
bitch.
Mouth. Oh, that's fucked up.
I mean, that shit is, I mean, that shit is off the, I mean, you gotta, say what?
I was just about to ask, but who to blame? Is it TV and everything now? Because now, you know, you turn on the TV, you see a man's ass any given Sunday.
I blame it.
I'm so tired of turning on the TV and seeing some goddamn white man's ass walking across the TV.
Yeah. TV, the video game, all that shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So they got a game running over prostitutes in the goddamn street or picking up hoes.
Grand Theft Auto, they be screwing in the car.
Yeah.
You go pick you up a prostitute, you take in the car, get you some. You
and they
you
be
see
rocking.
The money get. And you see the money getting took away too. And they taking your money.
That's why I make sure I constantly tell my baby all that shit fake, all that shit baby talking about on the radio, all that garbage. Don't believe none of that shit. Take your ass to school and get the hell out of my house. Those only two reasons you got to hide.
Get the hell out of my house. Well, yeah, I guess, but then at the same time, I mean, we got to look at it too. I mean, shit, if we letting them do it, that's just like, what was that one game? Gods of War. I played the motherfucker. You know, I'm playing it. This bitch was butt naked, pussy, everything showing. I said, God damn. I mean, she was butt naked, butt booty ass naked. And the fucked up part is he was finna fuck her.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then, you know, you got to look, you be like, all right. And the games do say mature audience, but a lot of times we be like, all right. What's the word? Little blood, little vice. Now, sometimes we really got to sit down and look at these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these games you really got to look at nowadays.
Because, I mean, I was outdone. I mean, he had two bitches in the bed. This motherfucker had two bitches in the bed. Butt booty, God's War, the very first one. Butt booty ass naked. And the bitch had a bikini wax.
For a cartoon,
right,
he had a pretty nice body, too.
Right. I gave you the game. Hey, man, you got to check this motherfucker out.
You got to play this mug. I was like, well, I had to hurry up and finish that mug to see that part. I was like, well, goddamn, he was right.
Yeah, this motherfucker like a play.
Shit.
You ready to get some, hey, for real, you ready to get some pussy after you watch this game? God,
I'm finna be the God of War. Come on, two bitches.
I ain't it.
No, y'all heard of that game, Sims? The Sims game?
That was crazy.
They be fucking and everything on that, too.
Having babies.
Okay, I mean, actually having the babies. Pissing, shitting, all that shit. Taking baths.
Yeah, that's going in the garbage. So when they do play, they know they better either I bet not hear it or none of that. I be trying to listen to this shit, but I hate all them damn games. I don't
know. Be like, what y'all playing? You hear? That's that Sims game.
I know that damn Grand Theft Auto. I heard this get in the car or something. Put that fucking game and threw that shit away. Like, Nothing, mommy, nothing. Nah, I found this bullshit away from my mama. Come over here and snap on every man body. I don't want to hear that shit. Throw that shit in the garbage.
That's fucked up, man. Remember when you was little, you used to try to look at the little nasty movies? Hey, turn it down. Turn it down so we can see them.
Nah, when that little lad was in between the TV.
The lad between the door and TV?
Yeah.
Where you said, oh, I saw it. I saw it.
It came in.
Hey, I fucked up. You got to do that with a video game now. Kids got to do that with video games. Turn it down. Turn it down.
Damn. That's shit. Even if you don't bad, they can always go with friends. How else you got to play?
Somebody go. Somebody going to have it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, all you can do is just try to be the big influence over that bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Give me that goddamn game, throwing this shit in the garbage. 2 hours later, I'm playing that motherfucker.
You down there playing it.
Yeah, look at the titties on this bitch. God damn. Wait a minute.
Like, Daddy, why you playing my game? Nigga, I'm grown.
I'm grown. I can do that. I ain't got past the prostitute part. I've been getting pussy in the damn backseat of that Congress up all the long day.
So I ain't went and picked up no drugs, no none, did no dry baths, and fed yourself.
I would tell you, that gave me fuck. I lose every time. They waiting on me to come pick them up, do a drive by. I'm in the alley. I'm parked in the alley, fucking like a motherfucker.
Mission failed.
Right. Got me. Don't throw no pussy out the way. Shit, hey, we finna go do a drive by, nigga. Really? This drive by. Hey, y'all wanna just go get them tomorrow? They gonna be in the same spot.
You're nasty.
I'm all about peace, that's all. Peace of ass,
peace
that ass. Is. I mean, really? What the fuck would you rather be doing? Running for police or getting dicked down?
I'll take
B.
All right. B is my final answer.
All right. There you have it. I mean, shit, who the fuck want to be fighting and you could be fucking?
I know that's
right. I hear that.
Nigga, I was chilling.
At the same time, you do them both, shit, same time.
See, that's you with your rough ass. See that old motherfucker.
As long as you know.
Assume the fucking position.
Please, stop hitting me.
Get the nonsense.
I bet you be sound like Debo too. Stop being a bitch, get your ass in the bed.
Damn.
Here we go.
Oh hell.
Oh shit, you stupid.
Oh hell nah.
Yeah. That's
so
last motherfucking strike.
You know what? We out of time anyway, so all right, we gonna end this one tonight kind of early. Wait, you got any last words, man?
Great show. Catch you tomorrow, Cass. Ladies, y'all have a good night.
That's what's up. Look, so you got any last words?
Yeah, Georgia. I'll let you all tomorrow night.
Right. Selena, babe, you got any last words for me?
No, I enjoyed myself, fella. That's it.
Sick, get your ass in the bed before I knock your ass out like I did this bitch.
Right?
She went through my pockets.
Oh, shit. Besides, you got any last words?
Yeah, I enjoyed that little time I was on here. I catch y'all tomorrow.
What's up, Janine?
I enjoy listening to everybody. Y'all have a good night.
All right, y'all. For everybody, Sin City.
Sin City.
Everybody, everybody that was listening. Like I say, hit us up, y'all. SinCityRadio.name.com. Let's get it in. Okay. I'll try to end the show right about now. Peace.